This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Question for the room. Oh, right. Nobody's a mother in here. That's weird. But like...
I beg your pardon.
You're a mother.
To a human.
At what age... Well, you guys all... At a certain point, did your parents stop supplying presents for Mother's Day and or Father's Day on your behalf?
Well, my parents are divorced, so yes.
Okay, but so am I.
Yeah. But at the same time, I wouldn't say we've ever been a huge, big gift for Mother's or Father's Day.
So your mother has no idea that she's appreciated. She's listening right now, and she doesn't know that you give a crap about what she did for you.
My mom knows because I call her all the time. And I tell her I love her.
There's a special day.
No, like usually aside. We like send flowers or something, but it's not like, growing up, I don't remember it being like a gift. It was more like we would make breakfast or we would hang out or we would go do something.
Make her a crappy breakfast that she doesn't even.
Okay.
Were you good at breakfast?
My sister was.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, you need a sister to take charge.
Right.
That's what happened in our family. Yeah.
Like, Tiak, you're obviously, your children are not able to drive, don't have credit cards, to my knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You supply the gifts from Leo and Hazel to the greatest mother on planet Earth.
I should do that, yeah. That's a great idea.
I know already you have. Like, him trying to pretend he doesn't already... Like, he picked it out months ago.
Yeah, he already has a gift from him. He probably already has the kids doing artwork. Like,
well, don't spoil it.
Wait. It's a pattern, yeah.
But do you do big gifts?
No. No.
Right? I just feel like the big
kind
gift
of a little,
thing is kind of...
And I think it's tricky because there are certain things my wife really wants. Let me preface. I cannot stress that enough. She really wants like a new pan for cooking.
Or like a vacuum.
Yeah. And it's like,
yeah.
But I,
no,
can't,
I know.
Like, I know you would love this, but I'm not getting it for you for Mother's Day because it's got to be something. But then it's like, I'm going to get her a worse gift.
Okay, no, that's
because,
the weird thing. Well, because while I was looking for one, it feels so wrong because it's all like skincare. And it's like, I don't want to tell my mom she looks old because she doesn't.
But
I feel
so,
like giving her skincare stuff is like
it is the
kind of
it
a diss.
Gift. No, it's not.
I don't know.
I mean, if it's expensive stuff, I would take it.
So
you are a mother.
And I am a mom.
You guys don't understand. Like, my children are 18 and 14.
It's time.
If I, listen, had a bit of a contentious divorce. Don't know if you know all the deets on that, Erica, but.
No, I'm saying it's time for them.
Right, but if they don't, I have them this week. So if they roll over there on Mother's Day, which they will, and they'll go early.
With nothing.
With nothing. Does that reflect on them? Or does that reflect on me?
That's a group project.
Ooh, that's, I don't know, because you can't, I don't know.
I should, though. She's still the mother of my children. Like, yeah. As much as we're not destined to be in a relationship anymore, right?
Mm-hmm.
She gave me the two greatest gifts a person could give.
Aww.
They're awesome.
Wait, I have a question for you.
Yeah?
Does she do anything in return for Father's Day? That's your answer.
But Mother's Day comes first.
Yeah, I don't
know. What happened last year?
I don't remember.
Okay. Pretty lackluster, sounds like.
No, I think I have been doing it. Because, you know, like during the divorce, there was chaos. And I'm like, we're just going to stay with the status quo. Like she used to give me the greatest Father's Day gift. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my God. Do not hesitate. This is, I'm going to tell you, your soon to be husband, your...
My fiancé.
will eventually, like I love wine. So she would search the world and find 100-point wine and I would get it on. So if you buy 100-point wine, it's not always 100-point right now, but it will be when it matures. So you can get them for like $150, $200
bucks. Fancy wine talk that I don't
know. Okay. But like, yay. Yeah. So I get 100-point wine.
What box does that come in?
It's not in a box. It's not Franzia. But anyway, this is going to make the room cry, and I just want you to cry a little bit.
Oh, no, Aaron.
So then the first Father's Day that we're not together anymore?
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Ding dong. I open the door and there's 100-point wine sitting there.
That's cute.
And I watch my neighbor Josh walking away.
Oh my gosh, man.
Oof.
That's a really good neighbor.
Bro, Josh, I love you.
Him. Wow. I love
you. He was
you too,
like,
Josh.
I knew it was a tradition and I'm keeping it going. And I've gotten a wine every Father's Day since then.
From him.
From him. Oh. 100-pointer.
So your children's mother no longer gets you gifts for Father's Day.
I think she got me something, but I don't remember. I like,
okay.
It's not about that. It's not, this is not a competition.
No,
Tiak, do you remember what you got for Father's Day from AAC?
No,
right.
No, I know one of them was a shop vac. I remember that. That was a few years ago.
Okay. Yeah.
That was pretty exciting actually.
My point is that sets the precedent. But if because
I'm going to set the precedent. Aaron's right. Mother's Day's first. And okay. even though a Father's Day has passed, should I do something? Or do I put a gun to my kid's head?
You talk to them would be the first step. And say, hey, Dad, have you gotten anything for your mom?
But when, not if, when they say no.
Then you say, let's figure it out together. But I am not making this decision. I need you to be a participant.
Okay.
So, I like that. Yeah.
I feel like I gave good...
Yeah. I like it because it is kind of, it's peace offerings, like the wrong word, but it is just kind of a sense of normalcy, a sense of like, it's a peace offering, I guess, kind of just like.
It's like setting the stage for the years to come.
Yeah. Mm.
I have something weird to suggest as a gift.
Okay.
But I'm afraid of what will happen if I suggest it.
I don't.
Why?
I could get her. You know how I feel about Children's Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I could get her tickets to the Mighty Millions raffle. Hear me out.
Okay.
I don't hate it.
Right? So she could win the, like, there's like 4,400 prizes or something.
I have a question.
Yeah, no, if your question's what my question is, yeah, go ahead.
If she wins the house.
I know!
If she wins the house, you get nothing.
$2.4 million house.
Like, in Winter
Park.
Do
you get to say, like, I get a weekend every year?
It does have dual masters, mm-hmm. so we could go up there.
You're not going to both, like, go up
Why
there.
Why not? It has two living rooms. We could go up there and not even see each other. I don't know if Mighty Millions wants us. I will say this. I do think it's a great prize. It's not a great, it's a huge prize, but I'm mm-hmm. saying it's a great gift for Mother's Day.
Yeah. Yeah.
If
for
you're
sure.
a bonehead non-divorced dad who wants to give your wife something killer, there's tons of prizes.
Yeah.
She could win a house. Like in Winter mm-hmm. Park, it's decked out. You get $760,000 in bonus cash to help cover the taxes. All the big prizes have, like the big vacations and all this stuff.
What and no matter what, you're helping out the children at Children's Colorado. So and when
win.
Yeah, mothers
Except
love that.
Except it's a loss if your ex-wife wins the house.
But then you maybe never have to get her a Mother's Day gift ever again.
I was going to say, you could never top that.
Yeah.
Divorced or not.
All right. Well, if you have any advice for me, please hit us up on our text line. But if you want to buy those tickets right now, buy them at MightyMillionsRaffle.com.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.